on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A pickup truck driver police say was driving DUI is under arrest after the pickup slammed into a bus near Ocala, Florida, killing at least eight people.
The school bus traveled off the roadway onto the grass shoulder where it went through a fence, struck a tree, and overturned. We've had approximately 40 people transported to local area hospitals.
Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat Reardon. The bus was carrying 53 migrant farm workers, and at least seven were listed in critical condition. Defense attorneys for former President Donald Trump got their chance Tuesday to cross-examine his one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, in the New York hush money trial. CBS News reporter Katrina Kaufman has more.
They're trying to undercut Cohen's credibility, his motivation, to show how he was really quite loyal and obsessed with Trump for a long time. They even brought back him saying previously that Trump had the best memory, that everything he said was accurate. And Cohen said that at the time he was knee-deep in the cult of Trump.
The court will not be in session Wednesday. Cohen will return to the witness stand Thursday for more cross-examination before prosecutors rest their case. We now know who is top dog.
At the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on Fox Sports 1.
The best in show winner at the 148th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is the miniature poodle.
It's the top prize, and Sage, the miniature poodle, bested six other finalists. More than 2,500 dogs spanning about 200 breeds and varieties entered the show. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Some of the people who use TikTok are trying to keep it from being banned in the U.S. More from CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane.
A handful of TikTok influencers from across the country, each of whom has tens if not hundreds of thousands of followers, have filed this legal challenge in Washington, asking a court to intervene and stop a new law that requires TikTok be sold by its China-based owner or face a ban in the United States. They say it's a breach of the First Amendment and its censorship.
The April inflation report is set to come out in 7.5 hours, and CBS News business correspondent Jolene Kent tells us what to expect.
While April inflation should cool off a bit compared to March, it's unlikely it'll be enough to move the needle for the Fed, according to Bank of America. But it could be a small step in the right direction towards its 2% target. But this comes after discouraging news on inflation this week already. Consumers may need to be bracing for higher prices coming down the pike as wholesalers are paying higher prices that could be passed on to their customers.
The Biden administration says it is sending more than $1 billion in additional arms to Israel. Michael, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Pirates series at AmFam Field. The play of the night, Milwaukee Sal Frelick at center field. The batter, Andrew McCutchen. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman at center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
That was a perfect route to that baseball. What a catch. And it kept the tying run from coming to the plate.
The final score of the Brewers 4, Pittsburgh 3. Sal Frelick also hit his first home run of the season. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on why Frelick's now coming alive.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is and then think about
trying to play in the big leagues, and it's not just he's not just physically gifted. We wore him out a little bit in spring training, and now he's kind of settling in. So I'm happy for him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies here in the overnight with upper 30s close to that 40-degree mark by sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 60s close to 70 degrees. We'll see some shower chances Wednesday night. They'll be more likely heading into Thursday. Currently 49 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Pauzowitz. We'll be talking about money in politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Republican Attorneys General Association was created some years ago as a way of pulling together the right-wing law enforcement, chief law enforcement officers for all the various states. Ellie Mistal, who is the justice correspondent for The Nation magazine, which has published my work in the past, great magazine, is speaking out about RAGA, the Republican Attorneys General Association. She says, they're the people who, under their own authority, can bend the law to their will and weaponize it against vulnerable communities, end quote. He said, Republicans often justify nearly every one of their awful policies with a call to states' rights. He's absolutely right. You know, I remember when I was young, you know, the whole opposition, Barry Goldwater's opposition in 1964 to the Civil Rights Act and in 65 to the Voting Rights Act was that it was a violation of states' rights. In other words, if a state wants to discriminate against black people, they should be allowed to. States, you know, they're laboratories of whatever, racism or something. Mistal, though, he says Republicans will say, for instance, that their intention is not to take away abortion rights, but merely to let the states decide. Right. He says they're lying, of course. He says there's currently 27 of them. He's a Republican attorneys general. He said they include future Newsmax hosts like Kansas AG Chris Kobach, who finds his joy in suing to stop Joe Biden's student debt relief program. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, who spends her day fighting whatever wokeness conspiracy exists in her head at any given moment. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has effectively decided to make up his own immigration laws and enforce them at the point of a gun. This is not a new scam. This is a scam that goes back to, literally to the Civil War. But what's astonishing about it is that the Republicans continue to perpetuate it. Yes, states do have some rights, but you know, this is just beyond the pale. And I just wanted to give a tip of the hat to Ellie Mistal. He's been a guest on this program. He's really good. He's a very, very smart man. And certainly a very smart lawyer, and certainly knows what he's talking about. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has fired his demoted, presumably, Sergei Shoigu, his defense minister, and replaced him with Andrei Belousov, who has no experience in the military and is an economist. And at first, when this was announced, a lot of people were kind of scratching their heads going, huh? You know, what's this all about? But now there seems to be kind of a consensus forming in foreign policy circles about exactly why Putin is doing this. He is trying to reconfigure the Russian economy. Now, keep in mind, the Russian economy is smaller than the economy of California. It is smaller than the economy of Texas. The Russian economy is about the size of the economy of Italy. Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton once made the comment that Russia was a gas station with nuclear weapons. Most of their economy is based on selling fossil fuels. And You know, it's a physically large country, and the way that we make maps shows them to be even larger than they actually are. But it's a physically large country, but most of Russia's land is relatively sparsely occupied. You know, I don't recall the population right off the top of my head, but it's not a monster, but they very much want to be. And now they're talking about having 30% of their federal budget be defense. Now that's substantial. It's probably in the neighborhood of what the U.S. budget is. I should probably just look that up right now. You know, what percentage of the U.S. budget is defense? And I'll let you know in just a second. But so, oh, here we go. 13%. Defense spending is 13% in the United States. So Russia wants to make it 30% of their budget. And so Putin is, and the reason why, of course, is that Putin is not just planning on taking Ukraine. He wants to go from Ukraine to Moldova and Transnistria to Poland, to Lithuania, to Latvia, to Estonia, to Finland. I mean, you know, he's got his eyes on the rest of Europe, or at least the former Eastern European countries. He's trying to get the band back together, right? He's trying to put together the old Soviet Union. And, you know, which was Stalin putting together Catherine the Great's empire. So that's what he's got on his mind. And so now, you know, analysts say that the Kremlin is preparing Russia for years of war, specifically and over the short term against Ukraine. And this one analyst said the main takeaway is that Vladimir Putin is hunkering down for a long confrontation with the West. Not Ukraine, the West. That's Europe and the United States. And of course, he's got Donald Trump and about half the Republicans in the United States House of Representatives on his side. Putin does. The Russian language news site The Bell quoted a source as saying that Belousov, the new defense minister who's the economist, is an eager believer in the doctrine that Russia is encircled by a ring of enemies. This analyst said the main conclusion that can be drawn from a competent civilian economist taking the helm of the defense ministry is that the Kremlin is consistently preparing for a protracted war. I'm telling you, you know, in the last hour I had, you know, Gar called from Atlanta and said, oh, you know, China doesn't want Taiwan. Yes, they do. I mean, just do a simple search on that one. But, you know, the Chinese propaganda, they're out there pushing really hard, particularly on TikTok, which they own, to convince people that, oh, China's just this benevolent country and they just want to help out. That's all they want to do. Lift people out of poverty. That's what they're all about. No, if you speak out against China, you're put to death. If you're a minority in China, there's a million Uyghurs right there. And what's amazing is, you know, I believe Gar is a black man. And, you know, if China ran America, black people would be in concentration camps. That's what they did with their minorities. So China, Russia, these totalitarian states, we need to recognize them for what they are. They're totalitarian states. They are countries where you have no rights, you have privileges, but you have no rights. And if you speak out, if you are an opposition politician, if you, you know, just mention Tiananmen Square in China, you'll go to prison for the rest of your life. All righty, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Peter in Lawton, Oklahoma. Hey, Peter, what's up?
I was calling by my son, but what you described was Eisenhower's domino theory. That's the reason I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1967 after reading about the communists that was going to take one country at a time like a row of dominoes and taking them all. And basically, what Putin's idea is that he wants to put his tanks on the west coast of France, looking across the English Channel at Great Britain, like the Germans did in 1940.
Yep.
So I'm laughing at that. I called earlier. I've got a 50-year-old son who's struggling with the health problems, due to the food. And I kind of blame his mother passed away when he was 11, so dad had got the feed, just bought off of what it was on the store shelves to feed the two kids, trying to raise them and work and everything. And now he's suffered, the last 20 years, he just suffered diabetes, obesity, and I had to go back to work 9 years ago just to help support him because it took 2 years just to get him on Social Security.
Oh, and, I'm so sorry to hear that, Peter.
And he's diabetes is just it's so rampant, you know, because of what we feed. My mother back 15 years ago said our healthcare system is nothing more than polite genocide. Yeah. And to this idea about America having universal health care dates back, you know, to Teddy Roosevelt. Yep. I'm reading a book about Harry Truman. That was on his 1948 presidential platform.
That's right.
And of course, he got voted down by Democrats and Republicans both.
Yeah.
The Dixiecrats, they left because of civil rights.
Yeah.
But the deal is, I don't know how we can fix this mess or how we can convince the people to demand universal health care. It's just beyond me. I mean,
I think we start out, Peter, by pointing out to them that it's half as expensive as what we have right now, and you get better service.
Right. you go cross over to Canada and pay 7 to 10 times less.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got better health care, and they got a longer lifespan, and they got less obesity, and they got fewer problems. And yeah, Peter, I wish you the best, and I hope your son, you know, can do well. I mean, there's it's a tough one. Peter, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So many people are the victims of the processed food industry in the United States, and now that, you know, this corrupt healthcare industry. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. The best way to get out of debt is to know what motivates you. Do you love like a quick win you can celebrate? Or the satisfaction of doing the best money math? Well, if it's quick wins you want, go for the snowball method of paying off debt. First, you focus on your debt with the lowest balance. Make the minimums on everything else, but use every extra dollar to pay off your lowest balance first. And boom! Use the motivation from that win to start paying off the next thing. Or, if it's the best money math that really moves you, use the avalanche method. Focus on the debt with the highest interest rate. You still pay all the other minimums, and you use all your extra money to pay off that loan first. With avalanche, you pay less money overall. You know, paying off debt isn't just math. It's about what's gonna keep you going. And I'm rooting for you. For more help with credit debt, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a couple of issues with this stuff. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, so once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which actually destroys a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it out of a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tim in Chico, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey there. Wanted to talk about the IDF forces going against the World Food Kitchen and other NGOs.
Yeah.
It seemed to me to be a standard U.S. policy of counterinsurgency. I would reference the Contras in Nicaragua and...
that was a crime, though, Tim.
Arena party.
We committed a crime when we did that.
Yeah. So what the targets in El Salvador, they would go after healthcare workers, agricultural advisors,
priests,
educators,
and nuns.
Yeah. In fact, the profile included people who wore glasses because they might be intellectuals.
Yep.
So I think I understand where the IDF learned to go after civilian non-combatants.
Well, I don't think they necessarily had to get it from us. I think that kind of disgusting violence is as old as humanity, Tim.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to say, and I hadn't heard anybody else say it, so...
Yeah, Reagan said... I don't disagree with you that Reagan set a bad example for the world, and he did it in violation of a law that was passed by Congress. I mean, Congress passed the law, and Reagan signed it, that said that he could not supply weapons to the Contras and he could not supply weapons to the death squads in El Salvador, and he went ahead and did both. And then Ollie North became a hero for it and got his own right-wing talk radio show. It's nuts.
Kors.
Yeah, it's nuts. Tim, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Dennis in White Lake, Michigan. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Well, I got to tell you, despite all the polls, I don't think Trump can win the vote. He's never won the popular vote yet.
Correct. He lost now, by 3 million, then he lost by 7 million.
The problem that I have is saving MAGA Mike Johnson's job, because I think that although Trump has no capability of winning the vote, he certainly has the capability of throwing the election into enough confusion that it gets thrown into the House.
Yeah.
And I don't want MAGA Mike to be in a position of power if and when that happens.
Yeah. Well, that was that deal to support MAGA Mike's continued speakership, that was a one-off. That was in exchange for getting aid for Ukraine. So if Marjorie Taylor Greene or some other wackadoodle wants to come along and call to vacate the chair again, I don't think that the Democrats are going to rush to his defense.
And the second comment I want to make is, where do these supermarkets get off putting the National Enquirer out there for sale when they just admitted in open court that they're willing to print lies to subvert our elections?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's that's called capitalism, Dennis. It makes money, and so they're going to do it. But I assure you,
isn't there a moral imperative of these supermarkets?
No. If they had a moral imperative, probably 10% of the food they sell would not be on the shelves. You know, it's the ultra-processed foods that are causing obesity and diabetes and heart disease. And they wouldn't gouging us either. I mean, you know, but I get what you're saying, and I think it's pretty astonishing. The parts of this trial that are probably not getting much publicity, that are certainly not getting covered on Fox so-called news, and you know, over on, you know, by my colleagues on Right Wing Hate Radio, are things like exactly that. You know, the National Enquirer, they should have been prosecuted. Those are campaign contributions in kind. And campaign contributions in kind have to be declared. And when Trump cut a deal with the National Enquirer to trash talk Hillary Clinton, to trash talk Ted Cruz, to trash talk Marco Rubio, those trash talkings had value. And that value should have been considered a campaign contribution to the Trump campaign. And the fact that he refused to list them or he failed to list them is a prosecutable crime. And, you know, that and the other crime is, you know, Trump said that he turned his business over to his kids. And now we discover that every 2 days in the White House, he's getting FedEx envelopes full of checks to sign. And he's still running his businesses out of the White House. I mean, you know, Americans should be shocked by this stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But sadly, it's just, you know, oh, yeah, it's Donald Trump. Everybody knows he's corrupt. He's a crook. Of course. Of course he's doing that. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Mexican migrant workers were going to work at a Florida watermelon farm when their bus was hit by a pickup truck and crashed, killing 8 people.
Post-collision, the school bus traveled off the roadway onto the grass shoulder, where it went through a fence, struck a tree, and overturned.
Lieutenant Pat Reardon of the Florida Highway Patrol, the driver of the pickup, was arrested on a DUI. President Joe Biden sending $1 billion in weapons to Israel.
The move comes days after the U.S. withheld shipments of certain munitions, and the president said the U.S. would further cut back if Israel broadened its offensive in southern Gaza.
CBS's Stacey Lin. The administration is levying new taxes on products entering the U.S. from China. The president's not happy with Chinese trade practices.
When you make tactics like these, you're not competing. It's not competition. It's cheating. And we've seen damage here in America.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Senate Republicans are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' vetoes. Critics say the moves are symbolic at best and election year posturing at worst. The overrides include bills to fight PFAS pollution and a population goal for gray wolves. Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly for the overrides to hold up. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments Monday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president is expected to be close in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Imagine being thought of as such a creep that they make a documentary about how creepy you are. That is the case for Kevin Spacey. Investigation Discovery's docuseries Spacey Unmasked explores the myriad of sexual abuse allegations brought against the actor for years now. The first accusation happened while he was starring in the show House of Cards. His character was immediately killed off, and his career doesn't seem far behind. The Oscar-winning Spacey denies all of the allegations. The dream is real. Our prayers have been answered. Roadhouse will have a sequel. Amazon Prime MGM Video announced that there will be a sequel to the reboot of the Patrick Swayze film starring Jake Gyllenhaal and naked Conor McGregor. Prime says 80 million viewers watched the reboot. There is no word yet as to whether or not the studio will insist on having even one likable character in the sequel. The studio says the plot details are still unknown for Roadhouse 2, but seriously, I watched the first one and they haven't worked those out yet either. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies here in the overnight with upper 30s close to that 40-degree mark by sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 60s close to 70 degrees. We'll see some shower chances Wednesday night. They'll be more likely heading into Thursday. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I had to say thank you for that. And my pushback was against that foolishness and propaganda from China that that man got on your airways and spewed to your audience, which is unfortunate. And I'm going to apologize on behalf of him. Because let me tell you something about that 850 million number that he keeps quoting. What he doesn't also want to acknowledge, or maybe doesn't know, is that China is having a real problem now thanks to their one-child policy, aren't they, Mr. Hartman?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
because now
population.
the very same ministry that was responsible for enforcing that now has been tasked with enforcing a three-child policy.
Right, you're right, Nicole.
And so what happened was you raised an entire generation of only children.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the fact that you don't just have a credit score in China, and you know, I'd already be in trouble in that particular place. But you also have a social score. Does that man want to have somebody tracking whether he pays his tickets, pays his bills on time, whether he can get on a train, get an Uber?
That's right. Most people don't even know about this. In China, you've got a social score, and if you like talk back to a ticket agent or a clerk or somebody like that, they can ding your social score. It's like a credit score here in America. Only it's like, are you a good citizen, in quotes? And if you've got a lousy social score, you can't, some dating apps, you can't use dating apps. You can't get certain kinds of jobs. You can't rent certain apartments. I mean, it's a very, very, very regimented society. As you know, Nicole, and I'm impressed. I mean, very few people even know about the Chinese social score.
So I thank you, Tom Hartman, and all your wonderful guests. I'm a young woman. I'm like in my 40s, but I promise you I know more about Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, government policy, the way we fund things, and it's because I appreciate people who are willing to take the time to explain it to us.
Yeah.
So God bless you. Thank you. I'm going to let you get to the next caller, but you are amazing.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much for your kind words and for the call. John, in Arbor, California, am I saying it right?
Auburn.
Okay.
I'm missing an N here. In regards to that.
I'll fix it.
That's regarding to the previous caller and the guy who initially brought it up. Regarding the China, you know, the trade difference and about Taiwan, I think China wants Taiwan not to control, although they might, but to have all the chip manufacturing.
You know, I get all that.
And the resulting slave labor.
Right. I think that the issue is actually bigger than that, and that is that in China, there and I have some insight into this. I lived in China for about a month. I studied at the International Acupuncture Hospital in Beijing back in 1988. And in China, there is this notion that the Han Chinese, the particular race which is the majority of Chinese, are the superior, the ultimate race among humans, that they are intellectually and physically superior to everybody else on the planet. And that as a consequence of that, they have to have, because of their superiority, they have to have a particular type of government where that's essentially a meritocracy, where the very smartest, brightest people become the equivalent of the emperor. So President Xi is like almost like a godlike figure for many Chinese. And the thing that gives the lie to that is that Taiwan, which is also made up of Han Chinese, is a democracy. And that is sticking in the craw of the Chinese Communist Party, because what it says, and it's, this is why they took down Hong Kong too, what it says to the Chinese people is, you know, you may think you're racially the chosen people or whatever, you know, the superior race, but that doesn't mean that you can't have a democracy. And so it's the democracy of Taiwan that is what China really hates. Yes, they would love to get the China, the, you know, the chip manufacturing, but they can build that. You know, they would love to get some of the productivity and output of Taiwan, but they can build that stuff. But the democracy is what's in their face, and it's the gravel in their shoe, to use a phrase that the Chinese sometimes use.
So, like, Mexico is sort of a democracy, but I think the maggots want it. They don't care about our democracy. They want oligarchs.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks for being there, Tom.
Yeah, we've got that same problem here. John, thank you very much for that. Good talking to you. Robin in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, wonderful. Okay. I wanted to respond to something you said, you know, talking about Russia and China, but and about income and about taxes. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you look at the War Resisters League chart, the percentage of our income tax is about 46% goes to the military. If you include Social Security, retirement, and social programs and so on, of course, that goes much lower down. But right. I'm just wondering whether the comparison you were making is accurate between the amount spent by Russia and the amount spent by the U.S.
Well, you can't compare income tax to budget spending because, number one, you know, about a third of the federal government's revenue is corporate income taxes, not personal income taxes. And maybe even a little more than a third. And number two, we are in deficit spending. So we're spending $1 trillion or $2 trillion a year more than we're bringing in. So your budget percentage, you know, if our percentage of the budget that is military spending is 13%, which is what I got when I Googled that, and the percentage of the personal income tax is 40%, you drop that down somewhat with, as you pointed out, you know, the FICA tax, but you drop that down even more by the contribution of corporate income tax, and then you would drop that down even more by the contribution of deficit spending. And I suspect when you account for all those things, you'd probably end up with 13%.
Yeah, but what they say is it's 17%. But apart from that, let me go back on to what you were saying about Russia, which the way I look at that and look at Ukraine, it seems to me Russia wants to have, in effect, a sort of Monroe Doctrine around its country like we have around a whole continent, namely Latin America. Mm-hmm. And they need protection from NATO. And that's the big scare they have.
No, and that's the excuse that Putin has been putting out, and that's what the Russian propagandists have been saying. But, you know, NATO has been on Russia's border for a long time. And this is not about NATO. This has nothing to do with NATO. In fact, Putin gave us 2 hours speech about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, in which he came out and said, he said, this has got nothing to do with NATO. He said, this is because Ukraine is not a nation. Ukraine is a historic part of Russia. The original headquarters of Russia, the original capital of Russia was in Kyiv. Back in the 900s, back, you know, 1,200 years ago, and they speak a language that's very similar to Russian, and their alphabet is very similar to the Cyrillic alphabet, and therefore they have no right to exist as an independent nation, and we're simply reclaiming a breakaway republic, which is the exact same rhetoric that China uses about Taiwan. That's really what's going on. The whole NATO thing is just a BS excuse. NATO is a defensive alliance, not an offensive alliance. NATO does not represent a threat to Russia. NATO would be used to stop Russia if Russia was to pull the same trick that Hitler did, you know, attacking other countries. But NATO does not represent a threat to Russia.
But, John, I think we're going to keep going. This war will go on forever unless we, the more powerful player in this whole thing, doesn't convince Zelensky to propose peace, because Russia
Russian propaganda position, Robin. They're promoting that really hard on Facebook and on Twitter right now in the United States, suggesting to Americans that Zelensky should say to Russia, "Okay, yes, you took 25% of my country, and I'm just going to give that to you now. Everything is fine. Please don't beat me up anymore." And of course, I will trust you not to bomb me anymore if I give you everything that you've already claimed, which is complete BS, Robin. This is Russian propaganda that you are reciting right now.
But John, is there no
position for diplomacy here?
Not when you're under attack. We did not try to engage in diplomacy with Hitler when we got into World War II. We did not try to engage in diplomacy with Tojo in Japan. We defeated them. And Ukraine needs to defeat Russia. And they have the means to do that if they get enough help from us and the rest of the world. The reason why Russia has been able to make as many advances as they have in the last few weeks is because Republicans in Congress, listening to the same Russian propaganda that you're reciting here, Robin, Republicans in Congress withheld for a year and a half U.S. aid to Ukraine. And that drained them of their weaponry to the point that they could not defend themselves against Russia. And they, you know, yes, we passed the legislation, but we have not yet been able to physically get those weapons to Ukraine. But Ukraine can hold off Russia, and Ukraine can push Russia back out again. In fact, there was an assessment by the U.S. intelligence community that was published this morning in the Financial Times talking about exactly that. That we believe that the U.S. intelligence community now believes that Russia can be successfully pushed out of Ukraine with U.S. and European aid, which they are now getting. Robin, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just astonishing to me how successful the Russian and Chinese propaganda efforts have been in the United States. Isn't it amazing? Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear. Smokey.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So-called fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal, or is it just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it expires quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch or keep it in the fridge. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
Talk about abortion, the couple of the hours, the last hour, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
About the abortion.
Right. What about abortion?
It's almost the same as when, during slavery, the slave owner forced the female and male slaves to have sex to increase slaves.
Right. They were essentially breeding humans for profit.
Now, this time, it's like abortion and make sure that babies being born so they could increase the population, not lose the population.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Johan.
It's almost like the same thing.
Yeah, this is a big bugaboo. This is a big thing among the white supremacists that, you know, the
yes.
white population as a percentage of the American population overall has been steadily declining ever since 1965 when we changed our immigration laws and allowed, you know, prior to 65, from 1924 until 1965, people were admitted into the United States based on race, and the racial composition in the United States was not allowed to change based, you know, at least or be affected by immigration. Lyndon Johnson blew that up. He changed that law. And, you know, the white supremacists are just hysterical about the fact that in the next couple of years, America is going to be a minority-majority country, or majority-minority, excuse me.
Yeah, and then the American Enterprise Institute, Ben Ruttenberg, 1987, he also mentioned that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's happening quite a while, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if William F. Buckley ever got into it, but he certainly wrote in the National Review about the inherent superiority of whites and how it was important to maintain white dominance in America and all this kind of stuff. That's been pretty much the mantra of the Republicans, of conservatives anyway. I mean, it was conservative Democrats down in the South before 65, of conservatives basically ever since the Civil War. Johan, thanks for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, I figured it out. I don't bounce as good as I used to.
Uh-oh. Somebody bounced
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I fell through a roof.
Oh, no.
Yeah. One of my neighbors, she's an elderly woman, and we've been having some pretty good storms here.
Uh-huh.
And she had a leak, so I got up there not realizing that the whole section of the roof was just rotted completely out. And when I stepped on it, boom, I went right through it.
Oh, no.
And, are you okay? Yeah, pretty much destroyed. Well, I kind of destroyed my knee.
Oh, no.
So what I'm getting at is I'm going to have some downtime. And ever since I was in the military, I've been kind of keeping a journal, which is very hard for anybody else to read because, you know, I got OCD plus I'm dyslexic.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, a friend of mine, she came over to help me out. And I've been going through my notes. You know, like I said, I've kept kind of a journal for 50 years.
Yeah, like Bob Graham.
Crazy life. Yeah. Anyway, she tried to read it. You know, I kind of translated it for her. And she said, "You got a book here." I go, "Oh, really?" She goes, "Yeah, because, you know,
well, there's a project for while you're healing up. Write a book.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I called you, I wanted to know if you got any tips on it. I have no idea how to write a book.
Yeah.
If there's any you know, book that I could buy that teaches you kind of how to put it together.
Yeah, there's a couple of magazines. The one's called The Writer, and the other's called Writer's Digest. I'd suggest that you subscribe to them. They're not particularly expensive, and you'll get a lot of useful stuff. I'm assuming they both have websites. Best advice is, start at the beginning and work toward the end and have some idea what that beginning, middle, and end are, and then write each chapter as a letter to a friend.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
You end up writing, it kind of reprograms your unconscious mind to write in a very conversational way.
Oh, that's interesting. And another thing, she goes, "What are you going to name it if you write the book?" I go, "I'm thinking about Tag You're It." And I didn't want to step on any toes, especially yours.
But, oh, no, you have absolutely my permission. Not that you need it. You don't need it. Titles of books, by the way, can't be copyrighted. So you could name it Gone with the Wind if you want. I mean, you know, it's the one thing you can't copyright as a title.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I wrote a book called Healing ADD, and this kind of sketchy shrink wrote a book with the exact same title. And I was like, "He can't do that. What did he do?" You know, because my book was doing really well. And it turned out, no, he could do that. Tom, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Good luck. I hope your knee feels better soon. It was good of you to try to help out your neighbor, and good luck with the book. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. There's so much you can do. Call your local Democratic Party and just ask them, what can I do? How can I help? You'll be amazed. Did I say tag your it? I think I did. Okay, have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Paravonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.